when you said that.
Perfect. Perfect intro. So this is one of our favorites. It leads to a lot of chaos, honestly. And I don't know who the fuck Kevin picked, so guess whose fault all of this is.
Kevin!
It's Kevin's fault. I thought it was my birthday month. Oh. What the hell?
I know!
Okay, I'll take the blame. But I'm excited to see where his mind went with these, so let's get going.
All right, so if you've been here before, you know that the bracket war is also voted by audience participation. Yes. So, the theme for this one is I tried to pick villains from the movies that we discussed, as well as some other ones. And the theme of the bracket war is we have to decide who you want to be snowed in with.
That's right. It's holiday, horror, homebound. So, you're stuck at home. It's a blizzard outside.
So I think this is going to lead to some debate. So I'm glad we have a little more time for this. Because whoever you pick as an audience, you are snowed in with. And whatever they do in their movie, they're going to try to do to you.
Keep that in mind. So you're basically voting for who you want to end up being stuck with.
Yeah.
At the end of it.
And then think about it, though. If you're stuck with Jack Torrance, he's going to come after you with an axe.
Oh, that's easy.
We need to get rid of him the first couple rounds, guys. I don't want him stuck anywhere with him.
He's the easiest one to get rid of.
But we'll see who he's up against. That's the question.
Just run out into a maze. All right. So we are going to go through the round. Again, it is audience participation as to how we proceed. So be vocal and give us reasons as to why you want your person to advance, okay?
Let's do this!
Where's my presentation mode? Technical
difficulties. Advertisements too.
VRBO.
Technical
difficulties.
There we
go. Okay.
Alright, so I will say who's who if you can't tell.
Oh, is this the eye from Black
Christmas? So our first round is Billy from Black Christmas or the woman in room 237.
That's all you ever see of Billy, really, is his eye. I'm honestly not wanting to be stuck with Billy. So for y'all who have not seen this, you are stuck. He's actually up in the attic the whole fucking movie. It's really creepy, and he kills a fuckload of people. So I personally don't want to be around Billy. I might take the woman.
So at least with the woman, if you don't go in room 237, you don't ever have to deal with her.
Right?
And if you do, at least you get a tit shot before you die.
Billy's upstairs.
But you're snowed in with her.
So don't go in the room.
Don't go into the bathroom.
It doesn't say in the Overlook Hotel. I said snowed in.
Don't go into the bathroom. You're fine.
She's isolated.
Yeah.
She's isolated.
She's
poor. Well, run her a bath and she's fine.
Yeah. Well, Billy's in the attic for most of the time.
So
he wants to step for the...
Until he grabs your glass dolphin and kills you with it.
Oh, that's that scene.
She's naked in the bathtub, and I'm going to put on the snow goggles after,
I mean, I kind of feel with that,
naked woman in the bathtub.
Wow.
I'd rather be stuck with a woman.
I would too. Yeah.
Wouldn't we all?
Again, I'm a lesbian. Hello?
I'm so glad
is this not obvious?
At least you get a show before you die.
That's right, yes.
Once again, Kevin's like, this is already gone.
It's also like Billy's watching you at any moment. There's just a real, you can't escape that.
You know what's a scary scene in Black Christmas, though, is that freak out that he has in the attic where he's screaming and throwing stuff.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that you never see him, but these scenes are so visceral and terrifying.
Yeah.
So Kevin, do you know what the manager's door says?
Room 237? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Is the woman in there?
Yeah, well, go over.
Just don't open the door!
See, that's it. That's why you survive.
This is why Kevin's not going to survive the scenario. He goes to the door,
crawls in
the tub, gets in the tub, gets the bubble bath, gets the rubber ducky.
Yep.
So
we can vote if we need to, but I
think I know where it's going, but funny story now that you said that, real quick. last year my family and I went to Nashville and we stayed at a hotel. You want to guess what our room number was?
237.
And I put on socials, if I see a naked woman in a tub, I'm running out. And everybody's comment was, if I see a naked woman, join in.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going with the woman in room 237.
Yeah.
That's the
woman. Let's take a bath.
All right, so we've got the Jack in the Box from Krampus or Stripe from Gremlins.
Stripe.
But the Jack in the Box will get rid of those pesky kids at your house. So just eat them.
No, it's just to get rid of the kids. So will Stripe, really.
True, valid.
What's up, Scott?
Okay, but with the Gremlin, if it's in direct sunlight, you can just kill it so you don't have to.
Or you put it in a microwave.
Literally, open a window. He's gone.
Exactly.
He's gone.
Do they got it by that somewhere?
That's
one of the rules.
That's a good point. How easy is it to get rid of these people? That's a great point.
I haven't seen it in a bit, so I thought it was like the other way around where they multiply in the sunlight.
Sunlight, microwave, butcher knife, they're easy to kill.
Blenders.
Most kitchen appliances will kill them.
I'm leaning towards Stripe because they're kind of just more nuisances than anything. Even though they will bite you and mess with stuff.
There are gizmos around.
They're like cats.
And I want a gizmo.
You have a gizmo.
I have my little baby gizmo.
Yeah.
My little ornament.
They're also just highly entertaining.
The Gremlins?
Yeah. If you're going to go out, like, let's laugh about it, you know?
So we're going with Stripe?
Right.
All right. That's sick mohawk, though.
Yes. And he's fashionable.
Yes. All right. So this
is... Too bad Katie's
not here. I know, right? This is for you, Katie. Oogie Boogie.
Oh.
Or this is Agnes from the 2006 Black Christmas, the sister of Billy.
Oh.
Well, wait. Sister or daughter. Sorry.
I say Oogie.
What?
I'm not explaining that. Go watch it.
Well, I just watched it today, so that makes sense. So Billy's sister or a family member, essentially, picking up where he left off. Or
so in 1974, he just says, Billy, Agnes. And then in the remake, they added a mythology to Billy and Agnes where you actually see what and who Agnes is.
Oh, cool. That's neat.
And it's really messed up. So she's essentially like Billy, and she goes for lots of eyeballs. That's what she's holding right there.
I don't think anyone hardly knows her, so I feel like we should almost just send Oogie through so we can keep, like, debating.
Yeah, I would,
just to be practical.
Also,
I don't know. Oogie's a good time. Again, a show. We're going out. Like, we're singing about it. Show tunes.
He does spit some fire.
Send Oogie on.
Oogie it is.
Well.
All right. So, again, a little bit of a deep cut. This is actually funny that these two are paired up. So the one on the left is the mean one, which I know looks like the Grinch. This is a slasher movie where it's a Grinch. It's like they've done the Winnie the Pooh horror movies. They did a Grinch one. And David Howard Thornton, who plays Art the Clown, plays the mean one.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
So it's a Grinch slasher movie. But they obviously can't call him the Grinch because of that. And then the one on the right is the little pale girl, the demon from Terrifier 2 and 3.
Who we have a story about. We got to meet her at Spooky Empire. She came by our merch table. So sweet. And is just a kid. Like, y'all remember, she's literally a kid. She was like, Mom, can I buy one of these tongues? Like, we had these nasty tongues on our table, like gummy tongues. Bought a tongue immediately, like a child would. Put it in her mouth. So now our story is, the pale girl bought one of our tongues at Spooky Empire and flopped it around in her mouth as we walked away. And we absolutely said, if she wants to be on the podcast, here's our card. And her mom was like, yeah!
And I...
Okay. But we shot our shot. Everybody should shoot your shot, because that's what we did with Barry Bostwick, and then we did a show with him. Yeah. So always shoot your shot, y'all. Dance with your celebrities. Don't feel like you just have to idolize them. Like, they are people. And Spooky Empire is such a wonderful place to just get to speak to them on a human level.
Mm-hmm. And I actually walked up a little late for that interaction with the little pale girl. And I showed up, and Jules is like, oh, I've been talking to this this woman about our podcast. And I started talking to the mom, and she's like, oh, yeah, my daughter was in Terrifier. And I turn around, and the little pale girl actress is right there, and I'm like,
I'm just selling her a tongue. Like, I'm just here to sell, like, make $2 off of a tongue.
And I got tongue-tied.
Yeah. So, here's our card.
So the Grinch as a slasher or the little pale girl demon from Terrifier? Which one do you want to be snowed in with?
I'd say the mean one.
I want to meet the Grinch. I'm not going to lie, a little bit. And I know he's like the slasher version, but I might take my chances with the Grinch.
I'm against these like public domain remakes.
You don't want to... What'd you say, Robert? You're going to go with Grinch? You don't want to watch Screamboat, the Steamboat Willie slasher next year?
That's amazing.
Or the Popeye one, or
something. They've got, so far, they've got Winnie the Pooh. There's two Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honeys.
The Pooh-verse.
The Pooniverse, believe it or not.
Oh, I thought it was the Pooh-verse.
Nope, the Pooniverse.
Okay. Exactly
what
it's called.
Now I
want to
see it.
I thought it was the Pooh-verse.
Okay. So Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey, it's Pooh and Piglet. The second one, they added Tigger and Owl.
Oh, my God.
There's a Bambi one coming.
Yeah, I saw
that. Steamboat Willie, Mickey Mouse,
Popeye,
yeah. And I shit you not, they have dubbed it the Pooniverse.
Oh my God.
That's what we were just talking about, yeah. I don't have a lot of hope for it.
Our principal alone.
So this is another one of those public domain ones, yeah.
Both the little girl.
The pale girl?
Yeah.
Do we need a vote? Yeah, let's do it. So, who is for being snowed in with the mean one?
Oh, yeah. They got it.
All right. I think that's
that passes. That's all we needed. Oh, sorry.
Leave me alone, Charlie.
At least you enjoyed the tongue.
What?
I was she did enjoy the tongue.
All I heard was at least she enjoyed the tongue.
And she did.
All right, so the woman in room 237 versus Stripe from Gremlins.
Stripe.
The woman's not mine.
It sounds pretty much unanimous.
Stripe.
The people are speaking.
Stripe is easier to get rid of.
But there's a lot of Gremlins, though.
Open all the windows.
True. What? Alright, I think is there anyone for the woman in room 237, or are we axing her? No pun
there's
intended.
There's a vote in the back.
She doesn't even push you, she's just laughing. She wants a hug.
That's a valid point. If we're going by aggression, she's
Stripe.
Innocent.
Yeah?
She's completely innocent, really.
We don't know what she was going to do.
I still take the woman. I would still
True. Like, can I bring you anything? Breakfast in the tub?
You know, maybe we do need to vote now that we've talked about
it
before.
All right, let's do it. Woman in room 237. Okay. The vote is we're doing a vote. Woman in room 237.
He got me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then Stripe. Okay. Enough said.
You tried.
I did.
At least that was a valid argument.
It was.
It really was.
I was hoping this bracket war would like unlock some more like debate, because I feel like the last couple we were just breezing through it, so. All right, Stripe advances.
This is a great way to end the year with a really well-done bracket war. Oh, wow.
Oogie
okay.
Boogie and the mean
That's
one.
Oogie Boogie, because it's so easy to kill.
Oogie
Boogie.
Yeah, Oogie Boogie seems a little more peaceful than if the mean one is going and slashing people.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Like I said, undo a thread, he turns to bugs, there's a can of raid, and he's gone.
By the way, props on your impression earlier for Oogie Boogie. I caught that late, and I was like,
oh
God,
totally
that's good.
That was for no one except for me. So,
I like it.
You know, just living my life.
I like it. I feel like I want to be trapped with Oogie Boogie.
Yeah. Oogie.
You,
agents on the outside, like, hey, go get me stuff.
You might survive because, I mean, he doesn't ever kill Santa because he's playing that roulette game, so.
He's just going to fuck around with you for a little bit, you know?
So, is there anyone for putting the mean one through, or are we going with Oogie Boogie? I heard mean one. That's who you want to be snowed in with?
She wants that green D.
Boogie Boogie is filled with bugs.
Okay.
The bugs.
Which you can use with rage. Ew.
You might need a snack. That's protein. Ew. In a blizzard, that is protein.
I can get protein in this food.
Yeah, you end up smoking yourself out of your own.
Raw eggs.
Yes.
That's not what the callback says.
I think Oogie is just more deafening. Everyone said, Oogie, yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's pretty unanimous, but do we want to vote?
Let's do it. Oogie Boogie?
Yep.
I appreciate whoever that was.
I like from the back.
All right. Oogie Boogie it is.
Oh, that was funny.
Stripe.
Oh. Stripe or Oogie Boogie?
Stripe.
I'm hearing both. I need some arguments. Charlie?
It's. Again, Stripe. He's easy to kill. He's hilarious, he's funny, he's classic.
He's from the 80s.
He's from the 80s.
How do they kill Oogie Boogie? Do they just unravel the sack?
They just unravel him. I mean, I don't think so,
right?
And then you have dinner for days.
No.
You know?
Is there like a... Is this like a strictly bug diet that I don't know about?
Protein. Do you not watch Naked and Afraid? That is prime.
Was there ever...
The mom in the Gremlins movie... Put the gremlin in the microwave and
broiled.
Ooh, listen,
mine was on fire that she killed them in so many different ways. Bam, 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 bam. Bam. I was like, thank you, because always the female characters, and thank God she knew what the fuck to do.
She had the butcher knife, she had the microwave.
You're in a kitchen.
Yeah.
There's plenty of options.
She had gremlins on rock and roll.
Sorry. I don't know if I'm coming back as a co-host.
All right.
There's plenty right here in this room. Take your pick.
Were there any arguments for that was for Stripe? Were there any arguments for Oogie?
If you're not
Stripe, that's very true. Well,
like
shit.
That's a tagline. That is a tagline if I ever heard one. I say. Why is it up to me? I hate making decisions.
He said, if you're not Santa, you're safe. And I look at what's on my head.
Oh, you're Santa. You're Mr. Claus tonight. Okay.
Shit.
You are
Mr. Sandy Claus.
What are you leaning towards?
I don't know. I still feel like Stripe would just be so easy. Just, woo, you know, open the windows.
You're out of here.
Party, get drunk, whatever.
Dude, a party with the Gremlins would be awesome.
I know. I think that's where a lot of us are hung up. We actually want to party with the Gremlins, and this doesn't sound bad, you know?
After, so not next year, but maybe the Christmas after, we do a Gremlins Rocky show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Next Christmas, y'all heard it here first, we are doing a Muppet Christmas Carol for Rocky next December. So, yes, the December after that. We
Gremlins?
Maybe Gremlins.
Are you going to be the gremlin in the salad? Vegetable gremlin?
There's already a trap one. There's a genius one.
Hell yeah.
That's great.
There we go.
Is there a super asshole gremlin? Someone with glasses on?
Yeah. Gremlins 2 is
the
best. Yeah, Gremlins 2 is great.
Yeah, super asshole. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay, let's. I guess we got to put it to a vote then. Stripe?
Stripe!
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. We love you, Oogie, though.
Yeah,
we
love
that. Oh, shit. Shit's getting real.
Krampus versus Annie Wilkes from Misery.
I almost want to face Krampus.
I
terrified of her.
I want to keep my ankles intact, please.
I know technically we would stand probably a better chance against Annie, but I don't know. She is fucked. Oh.
Yeah, she's terrifying, and her only main weakness is a ceramic pig.
Yeah. Again, do you want to go through what he went through, or do you want to be stuck in a pretty snow globe with hopefully your favorite people for the rest of the day?
Can I do the cheesy answer then?
Do it. I already know what you're gonna say.
I would much rather be stuck in the snow globe with my loved ones.
I didn't say I would be there.
Never mind.
Okay, I think say, make sure you confirm who's in the snow globe, y'all. What if it's your shittiest part of the family and you're fucking stuck in a snow globe with them?
I said loved ones, though.
Oh, loved ones, okay.
So you're one of my loved ones, so I hope you
would be. We're going to be in his snow globe.
Okay.
A CAF snow globe. Okay, I'm going to work.
What'd you say, Nikki?
Right, that we're stuck in the universe?
Because I don't know if I can do my blood family.
You're snowed in with Krampus. So he's, if you're in your house, Krampus is there with you and you can't leave because you're snowed in.
I feel like Annie could be outsmarted. I feel like she could be totally Krampus.
I mean, realistically, she's way easier to kill, theoretically. I mean, Krampus is like a demon. He can do whatever the fuck he wants to do, and he has an army of elves and gingerbread men.
Other Charlie, did you have something to say? Fair enough.
Fire to the bed first.
We could drink the Krampus beer with Krampus.
Wait, you
down, Claudia, down.
I mean, she's gonna do to you what she did to Paul Sheldon. So you're getting hobbled. Yeah, you're getting hobbled. You're getting drugged, and you gotta type for her, and then she burns your manuscript.
Not my manuscript.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'd rather go with Krampus as well. I think. Give me the snow globe.
Take me to snow globe land. Anyone else have hard feels? We're going to go with Krampus. We're going to go to the snow globe.
But you're not in the snow globe. You're with Krampus.
Well, he'll put you in the snow globe. He's going to do to you what he did in his movie.
What if you are, think about it this way. This is probably why you are, so you want Annie to go through?
Yes. I would rather be stuck with her than with Krampus, is what I'm saying.
Because you don't want to be in the snow globe because your mom's there.
I don't want to be with
Krampus. And your dad's there.
She doesn't want to be with Krampus.
I don't want to be with Krampus, though. And especially the risk is there. If you go with Krampus, you have risk.
You don't know who you're stuck with.
That's why I wanted Krampus to be in Here's Johnny, because it's terrifying. I choose Annie. That's
what I'm okay, should we just vote?
Let's do a vote. All right, who wants to put Krampus through?
I want to be in a snow globe with Nikki and our animals.
He's That's not going to choose that. He's not. You can't choose.
I will.
That's false reality.
All right. Annie? Who's for? Oh, shit.
Ooh. That counts as two. There's so much energy in Tim's body.
Puts it.
That's two.
Okay, Tim puts Annie through.
I mean, I've never seen a respondent in all of events. I changed my vote because of Tiff. She sold me.
Thanks to Tiff, we're all getting hobbled tonight.
Yes. I can't come.
All right, John Carver.
Yes.
John Carver or the gingerbread man from Krampus?
Again, you have a snack, you know, that doesn't sound that bad, so probably the gingerbread man. John Carver, again, that movie was gorier than I expected it to be. He does some fucked up shit in that movie.
I'm impressed that his mask holds up as well as it does. Like, I would expect, it looks like plastic, so I would expect it to, like, fall apart.
Yeah, gingerbread. I think that seems a little easier to deal with.
This is like the one time where they shy away from the, or not shy away, but they move away from the practical effects and they move to CGI.
And you know what, though? It didn't take me out of it. Sometimes CGI takes me out of the believability, but the way it was done, and especially the way they were moving them, I don't think they could have pulled that off the same with practical.
I think the style they went with worked well with Krampus.
It did. And again, it's a comedy, so it can go cheesy, and it can pull it off.
Yes. So, are we opposed to the Gingerbread Man?
Gingerbread!
All right. We're not becoming turkeys. All right, so going back to Violent Night, this is John Leguizamo's character who goes by Scrooge in the movie. Or Jack Torrance. There he is. So we've got basically a crime boss who's going to bring a lot of goons into your house. Or we've got one guy who's possessed with an axe.
Who likes to drink a lot.
Jack.
Hi, Lloyd.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Jack. I'd rather deal with one than a bunch of machine guns, I think.
Who was the first guy? You said it's from Violent Night?
Yeah, that's the villain. It's like a crime boss from Violent Night. He brings a lot of...
Yeah, he's going to come with a whole team of people with guns.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, the ghost lets him out, though.
Are they bringing their own food?
That's weird. The blood always gets up with the
Is it Jack?
I think it's Jack.
All right. I feel like the movie that's featured the most tonight is The Shining, so I kind of expected Jack to go through.
Iconic.
All right, Jack's going through. That's for you, Scott. Garbage Day. This is Art the Clown versus, this is Ricky from Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2. This is the brother of Billy.
Oh, I thought his name was Tommy.
Ricky.
Oh, it's Ricky? All right, well, my vote is Ricky.
Yeah, I'm going to pick not Art the Clown. Anyone against Art the Clown.
No, not
Art the Clown. Yeah, Ricky.
You don't necessarily need to watch Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2, but watch the garbage day scene on YouTube. It has one of the greatest deliveries ever. He literally just, like... There's a neighbor taking his trash out. This guy goes on his killing spree and goes, "Garbage day!" And then just shoots him.
Well, the other guy's like, "What? No!" And
yeah, it's hysterical. But I do not want to be stuck with Art the Clown.
Nope.
Let's
get rid of that guy.
No. All right. Okay. Sorry, Art. By the way, side note, for Terrifier, if it helps you get through the movies, if you get a chance to meet David Howard Thornton, who plays Art, he is the sweetest human being on the face of the earth.
So much great conversations.
He is a total sweetheart.
He is.
Actually, the whole Terrifier crew is. Like, Damien, the director, they're all amazing. So, all right, so we're going with Ricky. I didn't expect Ricky to go through, so. This is, who's that person I put in last time from Edward Scissorhands?
Oh, Joyce?
Yes, Joyce.
All right.
Yeah. Is the gingerbread person going to take this? Because we're all just going to open our mouths and go,
If the gingerbread... This was like Great Pumpkin territory for me, Charlie Brown. I just called you Charlie Brown, Charlie. I'm sorry.
Charlie Brown.
Good grief.
Anyway, if the gingerbread man wins, I know.
You did this to yourself.
Yes, you did.
It's been a year, y'all. We needed some laughs. It's okay.
That's an understatement of the century.
All right, so Annie Wilkes versus the Gingerbread Man from Krampus.
Gingerbread Man!
I mean, that candy cane is very pokey.
Is that what that is?
It's a candy cane, a little knife who's about to stab your eyeball. But yeah, I'll take the Gingerbread Man.
Okay. Any opposition to that? I just have this amazing image now of the hero of Krampus just going,
That's all we have to do is open our mouths. A lot of us have big fucking mouths.
Is there any... Yeah. That's why we have a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. You can't shut the fuck up, even if you paid us.
Any opposition to the Gingerbread Man?
Send them on through.
Send in the Gingerbread Man.
Coming to a mouth near you.
I just got that.
So I'm here.
All right. Jack Torrance versus Ricky from Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2.
Ricky!
Yeah. And he looks like a fucking asshole, and I don't know if I want to be trapped with that guy. You know? Like, I don't know.
He comes at you with a gun, not an axe, though, so it's you probably a little harder to get away from Ricky. What'd you say? Not if you're taking out your trash. That's gonna be inconvenient.
That's gonna be real stinky.
That's true with the baseball bat.
Very true.
He does get out of the freezer though.
Yeah, I'm voting for Johnny. I just don't want to be. That guy looks like top tier asshole. I just don't want to be in the house with him. So Jack.
Okay. Any opposition to that?
I mean, they both find a way up.
Jack.
You're screwed either way.
I know, right?
So we're going with Jack Torrance.
Here we go. The grand finale, folks.
All right. We have 2 seconds to make up for the great pumpkin.
The gingerbread man versus Jack Torrance.
Gingerbread man.
I think we're all, we love cookies. We want cookies.
Y'all, if this happens, this.
I think you did it to yourself.
Yeah. And I'm laughing more because I know like what the final round's gonna be now.
I know how it's gonna go.
Justice now.
Yes. Justice for the great pumpkin has been restored.
If we can't get the pumpkin in, we get another food. Okay, so. Do we want to vote on this? Or
gingerbread! Obviously.
I can't believe I'm about to do this.
What am I doing? I don't even know. I don't have a good memory. I can't wait to see the chaos that's going to be unleashed. Go ahead. Oh my god.
Get ready, y'all. Have fun.
Charlie, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Strike versus now we're back to the gingerbread man for our final round.
The gingerbread party bandwagon. This is going to divide households, Kevin. Why did you do this?
Strike.
There will be no peace around the Christmas dinner table.
There will be no leftovers.
Nothing.
Strike.
Gremlin party or
this might be the best like final round ever.
Don't feed the gingerbread man 2 stripe after him.
This is the costume we all want, right? It's Krampus and Gremlins.
You
can eat him. Yes.
Stripe or gingerbread man?
Perfect.
If you're eating Stripe, I have some concerns.
And Stripe can be the head elf, essentially.
You know, the elves and Krampus that they show kind of do
they're
look
terrifying.
Like Gremlins. They are
they're
very
absolutely
scary.
Absolutely terrifying. And one of the scariest parts to me in Krampus is when they look out the window and the snowmen just slowly start appearing in a blizzard. Who the fuck is building the snowmen? That alone is creepy. And then the fact that they're alive, that takes it. But I feel like,
so who are we going to get?
What if it's nighttime? What if it's nighttime? You have a mouth 24 hours a day.
You have a microwave 24 hours a day.
True. I'm voting for Ginger.
Stripe.
I have a very big mouth.
So, are there any other Stripe votes besides Charlie?
Aww. Look at that. We're up to 4.
All right. So, last call for Stripe.
We're up to 4. Oh, there's more. Come on, there's... Look at this.
Holy shit.
Folks, it is a Yuletide miracle. Charlie's rallying the Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa spirit all around the room.
Just to be fair, because it's the final round, there's 7 for Stripe. How many for Gingy?
Oh. And just like that, the spirit. I really want the room and.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I really thought that was a magical comeback.
No.
And then I was like, it'll just be me and Laura. And
like,
it was still the majority.
Like,
and I was like, oh.
Christmas spirit and then just record scratch.
It's horror, bitches. It's horror.
So we're getting snowed in with a bunch of gingerbread men.
And we will be fat and happy.
Justice for Gingy.
Oh my god.
Everyone go watch Krampus now. It really is a fun movie. So we have one more thing. We're going to do horror trivia. We have a ton of prizes up here. If y'all want to go to the bathroom real quick, whatever you need to do, we're about to get started. There's going to be trivia answer sheets on your table as well as little pencils. So what we do, we're really flexible. If you want to play alone, you can. You get all the prizes. If you want to team up, you can, but then you have to split the prizes. So that's 100% up to you. However big you want your team to be, it can be one or more. Just keep in mind you have to split the prizes. And then we will give you guys one bonus point for whoever makes us laugh the most with your team name.
How about if there are answers? Because we're coming with the...